Red, red wine. Go to my head. Make me.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name's Adam.
And my name's Diana.
Today we have an amazing pre-intermediate topic. We are talking about
alcohol and how it would apply in an office setting.
Ooh, I like the first part of that. The second part, I don't know, I kind of lost interest after the first word.
Well, no worries. There will be plenty of alcohol in this lesson.
Yes, and not only in this lesson. We're not going to make a drinking series, but we're kind of going to make a drinking series.
Okay.
Just not like a serious series.
Mm, all right.
In any case, today in our lesson, we have Joyce and Bob. They are at work. They are talking about a company dinner mm-hmm. that's coming soon, and a company dinner where there will probably be lots of drinking.
Mm, right. Now, in this lesson, you will hear many different terms for alcohol,
as well as a lot of culture related to drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and listen to that dialogue.
All right.
Bob, are you going to the company dinner tonight?
Do I have a choice? Of course I'm going, but I hate these dinners so much.
What do you hate about them? The food is always spectacular.
The food is fine. What I can't stand is the drinking.
Are you a lightweight?
I can hold my liquor, but I really hate when people try to force you to drink.
It's true. There's a big drinking culture at this company, and a lot of peer pressure on top of that. Maybe you should try doing what I do.
And what's that?
Just order soda and pretend that it's booze. Nobody can really tell the difference.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Just make sure you have a glass of wine ready for when people are giving toasts.
All right, so Joyce here starts off by asking Bob if he's going to the company dinner tonight.
And Bob has a great response.
Do I have a choice?
Do I have a choice?
So this is clearly a rhetorical question.
Right. This question does not need an answer, mm-hmm. right? It's just he's asking the question in order to make a point.
Yes. And clearly he doesn't really want to go.
Right. But he knows that he has to. So he says, of course I'm going, but I hate these dinners so much.
And Joyce wants to know what he hates about them, because the food is always spectacular.
Hmm, I'm starting to think that we should have called Joyce and Bob Diana and Adam. So, spectacular is a word that it really should relate to how something looks, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
If something is a spectacle, it's really, really exciting to look at. Mm-hmm. Fireworks.
Right.
A big show.
And even glasses, they used to be called spectacles.
Spectacles, right? My specs.
Yes.
But, I mean, more and more these days, I feel many people use this word just to mean great.
Right.
Right? The food is really great. Actually, you know, a lot of times food, it can be spectacular because it does look quite nice.
Mm, that's true.
But just remember that it doesn't really have to relate to the sight. Like, you can just say, the weather is spectacular.
Right, right.
I mean, I guess in a sense, you know, it's spectacular because you can see the sun.
Uh-huh.
There's not a lot of clouds, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. It just means great.
Mm-hmm. So what does Bob say in reply to Joyce?
Well, you know, Bob, like me, thinks, oh, the food's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fine. But what he really can't stand is the drinking.
Mm. So what Bob said here, I can't stand the drinking.
Mm.
This is a really great way to show just how much you don't like something.
Yeah, you really hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I can't stand waiting in line.
Mm-hmm. Or I can't stand the construction noise outside my apartment.
Oh, see, I can't stand the construction noise inside my apartment.
Right. Now, Joyce is curious, because Bob can't stand the drinking, is he a lightweight?
Is he a lightweight? Okay, we've talked about this before. I think
mm-hmm.
This has come up. The reason why it's coming up again is because so many people are always asking, how do you say that you are good at drinking mm-hmm. or bad at drinking
right.
in English.
So for lightweight, if you guys can't tell, if you are light, it means that you probably can't take much.
Right, exactly. So maybe you have, you know, a couple sips of beer and you're suddenly very dizzy.
Right, right. Now, are there any other ways to say lightweight?
Well, you could use the word tolerance.
Okay.
Right? If someone has a low tolerance for alcohol, it kind of means the same thing, but it's not as fun. It's not as kind yeah. of like light and fun.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Now, what about the opposite of being a lightweight?
Okay. So I don't usually say heavyweight mm-hmm. in this case. I guess I would just say, again, good at drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like in the dialogue, you could say, I can hold my liquor.
Okay. So, not like literally hold it in your hand, but more like you can hold it in your stomach.
Right. It's tolerate is this word. It doesn't make you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make you sleepy. It doesn't, you know, make you sad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great phrase all by itself. But even just this word liquor here, liquor is alcohol,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
But it's not all kinds of alcohol.
Right. So liquor is usually the stronger stuff.
Really strong. Yeah, mm-hmm. really strong stuff.
So basically what's not included is wine.
Mm.
And beer.
Right, right. Now, wine we'll get back to in a second. Beer, I will enjoy after we finish this recording. Now, one problem that Bob has, actually it's a problem that that I also have sometimes.
All right.
I really hate it when people force you to drink.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So if someone's forcing you to do something, they are pushing or making you do something.
Right, exactly. So like when I was a kid, you know, my parents would force me to eat vegetables.
Ah, right. I mean, I think that's a good thing to do.
I'm lying. Actually, I loved vegetables when I was a kid. They did, you know, try to force me to eat other foods.
Oh, okay.
Like mushrooms I wouldn't eat.
Oh, all right. Now, for example, when I was younger, I felt I was forced to play the piano.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm. I was forced to play baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Really didn't like it. But it was like the only thing to do in our small village.
Interesting how different cultures force their kids to do different things.
Yes, but the one thing that we all have in common is we will all force our kids to do something that they don't want to do.
Right.
And that's the whole point of forcing, is that you just don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The other person doesn't want to do it.
Right. Or you could even say it's against someone's will.
Right. Exactly. You know, you can't force someone to love you.
Right, right. Now, Joyce agrees with Bob. She says, yes, there's a big drinking culture at this company.
Okay, so drinking culture, we are going to put this into the culture section. Because, I mean, actually, drinking culture, these two words together, they can really mean a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, a lot of my Chinese friends will tell me that China has a very long drinking culture,
mm-hmm.
which perhaps is one of the reasons why they enjoy forcing me to drink sometimes. But when we're talking about a company, it might just mean like, you know, everybody drinks a lot at work.
Right, right. Or how acceptable or frequent it is for someone working at that company to drink.
Right. So there is one TV show that if you guys have never seen, I would suggest checking it out. It's called Mad Men.
Ooh, yeah. Yes, I have heard of it.
And it was a great show about the like businessmen in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're drunk all the time.
That's when inspiration strikes.
Exactly.
All right, so it seems like it's not just a big drinking culture. There's a lot of peer pressure on top of that.
Yeah, so usually these two things go together, right? Peer pressure, your peers are your, you know, your coworkers, your friends,
mm-hmm.
the people who are the same age as you.
Right.
And of course, pressure is basically like force.
Yes. So if everyone else is doing something, you might feel like you have to do it in order to fit in.
Yes, exactly. So it could be, you know, like smoking. Mm-hmm. Oh, everybody's smoking. Why don't you smoke?
Right.
I'm sure for a lot of people it's eating, you know, like try the cake.
Right. Or if, for example, a lot of your coworkers wear name brands or they have very nice fancy bags or cars, you might feel like you have to in order to fit in.
Right, exactly. Okay, so the words that came after peer pressure, on top of that, it's basically just a fancy way to say also.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds a little bit more colloquial because it is a set phrase.
Yes.
And it just sounds more casual.
It does. It does. So in today's grammar section, we are going to take lots of phrases that kind of do the same thing, have the same use or purpose, and just kind of put them together so you can have a look.
All right. So Joyce here gives Bob a little trick that she always uses when the company goes drinking.
Okay. And so what trick is this?
She says she orders a soda and pretends that it's booze.
Booze. Fun word to say. We'll get to booze in a second. But first, pretend.
Act as if.
Act as if. Behave as though. Yeah, I mean, it's you're doing something that's kind of, I mean, it's kind of fake.
Right.
Right? It's not real. You could be playing.
Right.
Like when we're little kids, we pretend that we're superheroes or doctors.
Yeah.
Or what did you pretend you were when you were a kid?
I pretended I was a mermaid.
A mermaid. Okay, that's fun. Superhero Dr. Mermaid.
Thank you. That is my superhero's name. On a more serious note, I do often wonder how many people pretend to be sick when they call in.
Oh, yeah. I used to always pretend I was sick just to avoid going to school. I don't usually do it at work. I mean, maybe once or twice. Never at open language.
All right. That's good.
I guess you could also pretend to be injured, right?
Oh, yes.
You know, like if you're crossing the street and somebody kind of, you know, hits you, maybe just bumps into you.
Mm.
You know, you could lie on the ground and go, oh, my leg! My leg!
And this is also seen in athletic sports.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They lie down on the field or on the ice and, yeah.
He hurt me.
Well, I mean, one thing when it comes to sports is sometimes it's very difficult for me to pretend to care. Because I really don't care about sports.
Right.
But a lot of my friends do, so I have to pretend to care.
All right, so moving along to this booze word.
Okay, booze. I do remember learning this word as a kid, and I just, what a funny word. It just means all kinds of alcohol.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it includes everything.
Everything. We have liquor, like we said before, beer, wine, which we'll get to in a second.
Okay.
Everything.
So Joyce says that when she does this, nobody can really tell the difference.
Okay, so tell the difference, it kind of just means they don't know. They don't know that it's soda. They can't tell. They can't know by looking at it.
Mm-hmm. It's fizzy. Maybe it's beer, right?
It could be something. It could be something. So, yeah, tell the difference is always just you're not actually telling anybody. You're not saying anything. It's just a different way to say no.
So it seems like Bob thinks that's a pretty good idea.
Yes. And Joyce has one last bit of advice to give, which is just have a glass of wine. So we keep talking about wine. Finally, we have arrived at wine.
Uh-huh.
So what is wine?
Wine is basically alcohol that's made from grapes.
Grapes. That is the key, guys. Actually, in the outro, we're going to talk just a little bit more about these different words. But for now, just put the picture in your mind of grapes.
Mm-hmm.
They can be red grapes.
It can be white grapes.
White grapes, but they must be grapes.
So what is this glass of wine for?
It is for when people give toasts.
Okay. Okay. So what do you do when you toast?
You hold your glass in the air and you say, to your health, to success, to the future.
To the company.
To the company. Yeah, it's always to something. You drink to something or someone.
Okay. All right, so I think that's about it for today's lesson. Let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue one more time.
Excellent.
Hey,
Bob, are you going to the company dinner tonight?
Do I have a choice? Of course I'm going, but I hate these dinners so much.
What do you hate about them? The food is always spectacular.
The food is fine. What I can't stand is the drinking.
Are you a lightweight?
I can hold my liquor, but I really hate when people try to force you to drink.
It's true. There's a big drinking culture at this company, and a lot of peer pressure on top of that. Maybe you should try doing what I do.
And what's that?
Just order soda and pretend that it's booze. Nobody can really tell the difference.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Just make sure you have a glass of wine ready for when people are giving toasts.
Okay, guys, I have been in China for quite some time now, and there's one thing that I always see, or I always hear, I guess.
Okay, what is that?
Which is a lot of my friends, when they are talking about alcohol, they always want to use the word wine.
Oh, right, Joe.
Well, okay, right. So I was going to say, I know you guys hate it when we, throw some Chinese in here. But yes, you're basically just directly translating that character.
Yeah.
The problem is that, again, for us, wine is a specific kind of drink.
Exactly. So you guys need to remember that if you are talking about wine for foreigners, that is only going to be alcohol made from grapes.
Right. Now, there was another one we talked about in the lesson, which was liquor.
All right. So this is my favorite. This is going to be the stronger stuff.
Yes. So again, there is some pretty strong stuff in China. It's, you know, white in color.
Yeah.
So a lot of people want to say, you know, how do we say baijiu in English? I mean, personally, I would just call it baijiu. Like, we call vodka vodka.
That's true.
You know, like, if you guys want to call it something, don't call it white wine. Because white wine, again, grapes.
Right. And what are some terms that we can call all types of alcohol?
Oh, we had that great word today, which was booze.
Booze,
yeah.
Okay.
So booze can be a noun. It can be like, I gotta go buy some booze.
Right.
It can also be a verb, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, boozing.
I don't usually use it that way, but I can see that.
You're not a boozer. So,
I'm not a boozer.
So you don't booze as much as some other people.
Right.
I mean, guys, if you haven't tried opening your mouths yet and saying this word, just try it now. It's really fun. Booze.
Booze. All right, so that's about it for this liquor-filled lesson. We hope you guys have learned a few more terms about how to describe alcohol and tolerance.
Right, and so in the next lesson, we are actually going to go to the dinner. So there's going to be lots more to talk about then. Like, for example, what happens to you when you start to booze or drink? So stay tuned, and of course, if you have any questions or comments, please leave them below.
We always look forward to them, and we will see you guys next time.
Happy boozing!